Inputs and Depression in Farmers, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. According to DTN, the Progressive Farmer, the outlook is bleak for ag producers and agribusiness in general. DTN Markets editor Katie Misick, director of the Confidence Index, told me that according to her latest survey, producers' overall confidence fell to a current 92.7 from 99.4 in August.
One of the interesting things about our survey was really just some of the underlying data. Attitudes towards input prices and incomes is pretty pessimistic right now.
How could that be, Katie? Because one of the big things on input prices is fuel. Fuel's never been cheaper in the last 10 years. So how does that follow? I mean, explain with a little more depth than that.
Absolutely. Fuel makes up a fairly small portion of a farmer's total cost of production. In our survey, what we found when we asked farmers how they feel about current input prices, are they good, bad, or normal? For the first time, a majority of producers said they felt current input prices are bad. That was about 53% of our respondents. And the first time, it's been a majority. Historically, that's either mostly been in the normal category, to some saying it's good. So what we're seeing really here is a lot of farmers are right now trying to price out their seed expense for the year, and that's one of the most costly inputs that they have. And they're finding that even though commodity prices are going down, seed prices aren't softening up in relation to that. Fertilizer prices have come down off of some of their historical peaks, but they're still fairly expensive when priced in comparison against what current commodity prices are.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.